Yesterday we were having our farewell bhajan in the temple room, myself and the Ranjan Maharaj. We're going up to Budapest shortly, in fact in the next hour, and I'll be there for a day, and then from there I'll go to Padayatra until after Balaram's appearance day, and then after that I'll go back to Budapest again, and then wait there until Kesha Bharati Maharaj and Achyuta Priya Prabhus arrive around the 10th and 11th, and then on the 11th we'll come back here for Janmashtami, Radhastami festivals. And we spoke last night just about that, the whole concept of festivals, what the purpose of festivals actually is, and how along with all the festivities we should be remembering Krishna. Janmashtami, Radhastami are some of our major festivals over the year. They require a lot of preparation, a lot of planning. Devotees invest a lot of their time and energy. The end result is that they become very tired. And of course, after Janmashtami is Vyas Puja, Srila Prabhupada's Vyas Puja. There's dignitary speaking, there's flowers to be strung, there's altars to be decorated, prasadam to be cooked, and so many things going on. And of course we're doing kirtan and chanting and hearing and taking care of guests, as we do with many other festivals. And the whole point of it is to actually glorify Krishna, and that should be the result that we're achieving by all of this work, by our words, by our thoughts, that the Lord is being glorified and that we're singing His glories, which is an important thing, that in the midst of all of this work, all of this energy, all of this preparation, that the whole message of Janmashtami, Vyas Puja, Radhastami isn't lost. And that is that we're reminding everyone of Krishna, because to glorify Krishna means that everyone else is being reminded of Krishna. And of course, of the people who are being reminded of Krishna, we should also be included in them. We should also be remembering Krishna. But it may happen that with all of the festivities going on, the festivities or the different execution of the festivities and the activities of the festivities themselves may become the whole goal rather than the glorification of Krishna, which the festivals are meant to be achieving. And then we get a lesser result. We get a lesser result in terms of our offering to Krishna. We get a lesser result in terms of our own Krishna consciousness. Because smartavyam satatam vishnu, the whole goal of all of these activities is just that. It's to remember Krishna, to remember Srila Prabhupada, to remember Srimati Radharani. And by remembering, to purify our own hearts, to become free from bad habits, to develop our attachment to these personalities, and to help others do the same, to convey that attachment to others. So at the end of a festival, we may be very tired because we've really done so much work. But that shouldn't be the only result of the festival. We should have also been spiritually rejuvenated. We should have been absorbed in smarnam, in remembrance of the Lord. And whatever type of energies that we're expending in service of these festivals, that they're helping us to actually remember Krishna more. Whether we're cooking all out on Janmashtami in the kitchen, but we should also remember how Rohini Devi, Srimati Radharani are also cooking and making so many wonderful preparations for Krishna's pleasure on his birthday. We should remember the spiritual aspect of these activities rather than getting absorbed simply in the material, the dravya aspect of them. And the proof of the pudding is in the tasting. Are we actually deriving a taste from these activities, and are other people deriving a taste? Are we putting on a stage show and a big drama and so on to entertain people, or are we actually bringing people closer to Krishna? And in order to resolve this question for ourselves, and in order to get the type of result that we want to, we need to prepare. We should be preparing our minds, we should be making preparations internally in the same way that we make preparations externally for these festivals. Because it's only when you prepare for an activity, when you prepare for a thought, are you able to actually get the most out of those activities, to direct those activities and thoughts towards the goal that you want to achieve, and therefore can call yourself really successful. So let's prepare ourselves for Janmashtami. Let's prepare ourselves for Vyas Puja. Let's prepare ourselves for Radhashtami. And actually, even the preparation of activities performed through the senses should be preceded by preparation by activities conceived of within the mind. And even more subtler than thinking about what you're going to do, you think about the proper consciousness, the motivation, the pastimes connected with them, how they bring pleasure to Krishna, what instructions we receive from Srila Prabhupada on such topics. When we do all of these things properly, with absorption, with the idea that smartavyam satatam Vishnur, that we're remembering Krishna and helping others remember Krishna, then we can rest assured that we will actually be maximizing the results that we get from these upcoming festivals. And we don't let activities become mechanical, or the mechanical aspect of activities to distract us from the actual meditative yomi bhaktya priyachati, the offering aspect that Krishna wants. Patram pushpam palam toyam. Yes, you may have so many things that you're preparing, but yome bhaktya priyachati, but you have to do this with bhakti. And Krishna is emphasizing to us that this bhakti, this is what qualifies us to be devotees, and it's what really qualifies us to observe festivals as they should be observed. Hare Krishna.